T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
To deal with here, since I, you know, came back to Connecticut, Andy Bassett, Chief Administrative Officer with Travelers, Nathan Groob, the Tournament Director. How long has it been for you now, Nathan? How many years?
I started when I was 12, so this is my 19th tournament. This is my 19th tournament, so this is our 17th year with 12. Travelers. I'm still 12.
The beard, the beard's not too bad. Mentally. I mean, you got a little speckle in
there's
there.
There's some speckle in there.
I don't do beard anymore because it's not worth it. It's just that it's not worth it. We do mullets and mustaches for this pond hockey tournament I'm doing. I was like, well, I'm going mullet. A mustache is gray. I got the mullet for 4 more days. So I'm so grateful you guys came in. It's always great to talk to you on and off mic. And I mean, the news is Rory McIlroy, the number one player on the planet, who just won, what, last week?
Yeah.
He committed. But I was assuming with this elevated status thing that that was a fait accompli, and you're telling me no.
Yeah, no. We had to rework our title sponsor agreement with the PGA Tour to change to being a designated event. And the way that this all works is that you're guaranteed 19 of the top 22 PIP players in the world, most of them top players in the world, but
that gives themselves wiggle room
for three of them to not have to play all nine elevated or designated. So I mean, it works out well. I think it's the right thing to do. It's the right way to do it. And I think Rory was uncertain when he was thinking of his schedule, and then when he did not play Century in Hawaii, that opened it up so that he'd be with us. And so he's been great. He's a great friend. He's a great partner. He's been very, very supportive of our tournament for a long time. So it's exciting to have him coming back again.
Yeah, I want to talk about it. But just in terms of logistics, people like how, you know, the inside baseball part of it, inside golf, is who does the communicating? Like, when he commits, does his agent call? Like, how does that work?
It's interesting. I would say there's definitely a personal relationship. And this goes back, Andy, I'll tell this story. I mean, this goes back to 2015. Andy is sitting there talking to Rory. We were down at the Players' Championship, and they're in the locker room. And I'm sitting back, like, you know, as a tournament director, you kind of have the normal spiel. Hey, guys, love to have you come play, right? It's kind of a canned thing. Andy comes out, and it's a very—
Nothing canned about Andy.
It's a very personal relationship. And so all of a sudden, Andy and Rory are talking about the Olympics and things like that. And I just take a step back, and I'm like, this is not my bucket. Like, I mean, they're talking about what's like, because Rory's going to compete in the Olympics next year. And they had their own relationship. And all of a sudden, I remember the look on Rory's face. And he said, you know what? I've never played there. I can't come next year because of the Olympics, but maybe in 17. So Rory knew his schedule 2 years out. And he and Andy were sitting there talking. I'm like, Andy, I am never going on a tournament trip ever again without you, because he brings such a different personal relationship. And then they're friends. And so, I mean, I told that story for Andy, but it's a personal relationship. So Andy would know before, let's say, the normal flow of communication through the tour or through stuff like that. And that's, you know, 17 years of building relationships with the guys that he has. So
how many times has he played here?
Oh, boy, five times? Okay. Yeah, five,
yeah.
I said this off mic. I have a bit of a man crush on Rory because I know him because, I mean, I've been in media now for, you know, since 96, 97, and I sort of got tired of the canned phrases and, you know, just trying to help the team. And, like, even this, and we'll get into the LIV Golf stuff later, but, like, he is really candid about how he talks, and he's a real leader of the game. And did you see that? I mean, basically he's made this whole LIV Golf thing kind of personal, and he's really stood up for the PGA Tour. I would argue something the tour desperately needed, that kind of voice, because the momentum, you know, was definitely I mean, is that something you saw even as a young man, that he had that kind of quality to him?
Oh, he has a tremendous personality. Mm-hmm. If you interact with he and Erica, his wife, and Poppy, their little girl, she's not so little now, she's probably like three or four, but you see real family, and it's really fun to see. And when Rory was young, he still had a personality. I think he was a personable guy. He had great interpersonal skills and things like that that we look for in business.
But I think he's the most important name in the sport outside of Tiger. I don't think anyone's more important than that guy.
Yeah, I think he put a lot of it on his shoulders. And he talked about that. Last year was a very weighted year for him, right? He kind of became the voice of the tour, he and Tiger. But Rory was out there in front winning tournaments and talking about why the PGA Tour is important. And so you had that. I mean, I think that was hard for him because he's always so transparent and always so honest. Where he would be asked these questions, and to your point, he would pause and be very thoughtful and very honest about his response. And doing that while you're also winning golf tournaments, you're the number one player in the world, and you have a young child, and you're kind of the poster child for the PGA Tour. He took on a lot last year, and I think he did an incredible job.
Well, we have to take a quick break here, but most people don't know the story. I mean, Patrick Reed basically tried to sort of, in a non-awkward way, sort of not yuck it up with him, but sort of break the ice. And Rory was like, no.
No interest.
and then he beat him on the golf course. Yeah. And I think that potentially, you know, with Rory's personal life seeming really stable, he could have a really epic year.
He really could. He could have a historic year.
He could. And, you know, when I was at a PGA Tour meetings in October for all the titles, and Tiger and Rory were there with the commissioner. And I had a chance to talk to both of them, and it was great. Tiger's he's a good man. He's a good person, done a lot for golf. But, you know, he was so honest with me and said, Andy, I'm still recovering. I can't play a lot yet. So
that's his wink, wink. Like,
it is. Yeah. Like, it's tough for me to get around. Coming. But Rory is like, hey, Andy, this is and his agent, Sean, between the two of them, they have more ideas coming at me. And I'm calling Nathan going, Nathan, they just said, blah, 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 blah. And it's hilarious.
Maybe he could be like the Sammy Davis of the Travelers. Who knows? Listen, we got to go check on traffic. We're going to talk more. I want to talk more about the tournament specifically, obviously June 22nd through the 25th at TPC River Highlands in Cromwell. We'll take a quick break for weather and traffic. Mark Christopher in the Brown Pinders and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark. Mark. We can skip him. I'd rather keep talking to these dudes. All right. There's no traffic. There's no traffic. There's a little bit of cars going through Hartford, but they're not stopping in Hartford because nobody's working in Hartford.
You're really good at that traffic work. That was amazing.
Right, and the weather? Yeah. It's going to be so cold, your dog's going to say no.
It's cold.
I'm going to pee in the kitchen. I'm not going outside tomorrow.
You're talented. You really are.
Back to you, Bob. let's talk about the tournament, though. This elevated status. What's Monahan's first name again?
Jay.
So Jay is, I got a history with Jay because he was the assistant hockey coach at Amherst College either the year before or after. How about this? Greg Carville, the head hockey coach at UMass, who won a national title, and Jay Monahan and myself were three straight years of assistants at Amherst College for the hockey team.
Wow.
And Jack Arena was the coach there. He's like, man, you underachieve, Shaq.
I was going to say that. I was just listening.
He's like,
Brian,
I'm really disappointed in you. And I, you know, Jay played hockey at Trinity, and Trinity, you know, I know in his whole backstory.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, from my perspective as a fan, you can take this any way you want. I think that the LIV Golf stuff in some ways could potentially be a silver lining because, like, minor league baseball, I think, like, minimums for people to make the cut should be higher.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that there are a lot of things that the golf world can do to improve it. Now, these guys live, you know, they live pretty well, but, you know, I've seen those guys. I remember Tim Petrovic and those guys were grinding through the tour.
Oh, yeah.
Like, life is not easy for everybody on tour.
Yeah.
And so the first thing I'm going to ask, how have the changes that have already been made in the tour, how does that impact, like, the tournament and how you have to host players and this and that? Does that change anything?
I think it, Andy, I'll start, and then Andy can chime in, because I think we both kind of see it from two different perspectives. But it's funny, Brian, a lot of the changes were somewhat in the works, right? I mean, obviously the LIV stuff magnified it, but the new TV deals were coming online. There were 10-year TV deals that the tour had negotiated, so, like, purses were going to go up, things were going to change, you know, kind of in that 21-22 time frame. But then everything with LIV, it just put a magnifying glass on it, and it accelerated a lot of the ideas that the tour had, and they had to react, right? I mean, there was this new competitive, you know, force that was out there that they had never dealt with before, and guys kind of had to take a big look, and Rory had to take a big look, hey, am I going to go do this for money, or am I going to do this for my legacy? And we had to, as a tournament too, go, okay, who are we? You know, and we are a PGA Tour event, and we are proud to be a tour event, and everything that the tour stands for, the charity in your community and stuff like that. So when you kind of put these two things up against each other, what is LIV and then what is the PGA Tour, we were thrilled that that magnifying glass was on there, because when you look at us and what we mean to our communities and stuff like that, it was it was great. And then the players, how passionate they are about supporting the tour. So,
and I look at it from the business perspective, obviously, right? But I look at it and I think to myself, you know, this had to come, right? The LIV piece is a lot of money, right? There's a lot of money flying around out there.
And I don't begrudge some guy for getting $50 million guaranteed. I would, you know, it's hard to say you shouldn't do that.
You're right. And you know, some of the guys asked me before, and I said, listen, you're a young, you're one guy in particular, you're a young man, young family, you have to do what's right for your family. But I think there's two pieces. There's a lot of money flying around, but it's also a different game that they're playing, these team matches and all. It's not like the PGA Tour where it
feels kind of dumb to me, but
I don't know if it's dumb or not, but it's just different, right? And I have to get. I remember Scotty Scheffler said to me, "I grew up dreaming about playing on the PGA Tour, and they a lot of these guys did. And about it's a one-on-one battle, right? It's Scotty against Rory. It's all that Colin Morikawa against Scotty, and it's all." That's the excitement, I think. It's really cool.
I like the cut line. Like, when I was a big golf fan, I'm not as big as I was, but when I was younger, I was a huge Nicklaus fan as a kid. I watched the cut line. Like, to me, that was where, like, there was real drama and so on and so forth. Yeah. We're talking with Andy Bassett, of course, from Travelers, Chief Administrative Officer, Nathan Grube, the tournament director at the Travelers. So you have this elevated status.
Yeah.
And so it guarantees you 19 of the top 22. You have a $20 million purse.
Yeah.
And but there's what happens in year two?
Well, this is a 1 year
right,
deal.
Right. So, like, what does happen in year two?
I'll tell you in March. Invite us back in March.
So you don't know. You won't know.
We're working with the tour right now.
They're going to rotate this around? Is that the thinking to bolster the whole calendar?
I don't think so. I've heard that rumor, Brian, but I don't think they're going to do that. You know why? Nathan can talk to this better than I can.
Is that wishful thinking, or you really think that?
No, I really think that because can you imagine what Nathan's job would be trying to sell a sponsorship to a company and say, wow, we're going to have a $20 million purse, and we're going to have 19 of the top 22. And by the way, you know, when you get 19 of the top 22 playing for $20 million, the winner gets $3.6 million. You know who else is coming? 23 through 150. I mean, this will be like nothing anybody in Connecticut's
But everyone
ever
on the calendar would want that, though.
Oh, they will. But I think that's a problem. You can't go year to year saying, we're on, we're off.
But that sounded to me like that's what it was going to be.
Yeah, I think they're looking at that model. But I think when you dive into it, to Andy said, I mean, when you look at the host organizations and you look at the title sponsor saying, look, you're going to sponsor this 1 year and it's this price, it's this elevated. Right. And for us, you know, it's like, hey, here's what hospitality is going to be. Here's the experience. And then the next year, if you don't have that, a lot of the questions come up. Okay, so are there discounts the next year because we're not elevated? Are you not going to do X, Y, and Z? So it became, as tournaments would look at this, it became a, wow, it's going to be great. I used to talk to the guys who had Tiger in their events, and they would say, man, you think it's just incredible, but guess what? The year after Tiger doesn't come, it's a very different thing. So we've had to look at that and say, okay, you know, would we want to stay, you know, rotate or whatever? I think the tour is dealing with that, with these markets going, look, people think that they want it every 4 years, but when you dive into it, it's like, oh, okay, it's a big financial commitment. Right. The community has to step up. And the title has to step up, and then if that fluctuates, it's more of a challenge than you think.
The players too, Nathan, right? I think the players want stability. They want to know that they're going to come to the Travelers every year as an elevated, big-time event, and they're not going to go to some other tournament because they have their favorites.
Well, they want to get birdies after getting just humiliated at the U.S. Open. That's what they want.
Yeah, they do.
No offense, but I think that I have one more LIV golf question, and I really love the conversation, and then I want to see if I can try to break a little bit of news here. But what does year two like look like? And I don't know the degree you can be candid with your opinions, but you know, where does it go from here? This dynamic. Will the two be able to coexist? I mean, I only think of the Travelers and I think of LIV Golf, and I think the only bummer to me is like Bubba Watson for some reason.
Yeah,
like, it's the only like bummer for me for this region.
Yeah.
But how does it look moving forward in your opinion? What's going to happen here?
I'll start off with that and then answer from a tournament side. It's two completely different business models, right? And when we talk to the companies that are investing with us, And then looking at, would they invest in a model like Liv? Hey, would I bring my customers out to that model? Would I entertain in that model? And it's just, it's a different business model. And so we're not feeling any competitive, on the tournament side, any competitive threat from a business standpoint, from a fan standpoint.
Even with all the branded players standpoint. Who are no longer with you?
So what we deal with at the tournament, as a tournament director, I never had every guy every year. Right. There were years that Dustin Johnson played and then he didn't play. There were years that Rory played that he didn't play. There were years that Phil played and he didn't play. So I would always have this rotating group of guys that were here or not here.
What are you laughing at?
I get a laugh because I'm very competitive. I want every guy every year, every day of the week. I mean, you drive for that, right? Yeah. I want that. That's the only way. That's my mentality. But I think Nathan's absolutely correct. But I think that if you ask me, would Travelers want to be the title sponsor of elevated, designated, whatever they call it, event beyond 23? Mm-hmm. The answer is, and Alan Schnitzer and I, who's our chairman and CEO, are the closest of partners on this. And the answer is absolutely yes. We have to find out what that means and what the details are.
So the point is, Travelers is committed whether it's elevated or not. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But we're going to fight hard to make sure, if it's possible, that if it's good for our fans.
I'm still blown away that, you know, I left Connecticut in 2007 and I came back in 19, and it's like, you know, in my mind, you know, things were frozen in time, and I didn't follow that closely when I was gone. And I was like, where's the struggling little tournament here? Like, I mean, it's just, you know, it really the transformation from like no sponsor to now is really stunning. Last question, you know, you talked about, you know, you're competitive about getting players. Can we say about any players we can talk about are going to come?
Yeah, I know. I talk too much. Yeah, so
I'm a journalist at heart, so I got to ask it.
Nathan gets mad at me, but, you know, last night Michael Thorpe Johnson called, and we catch up.
People who don't know him, he's from Massachusetts, went to Stanford.
Yep, Wellesley, Mass, and he went to Stanford. He's now a junior. He finished fourth at the Travelers Championship last year as an amateur. I mean, it's crazy. Unbelievable. This kid is. And last week in Dubai, he was leading after day two.
He was tied for the lead after day two.
Day two.
So we can't take the money, though.
No.
But this kid is like a stud. I mean, this kid, he is the nicest young man. We had a great conversation. And I said, hey, listen, I can't wait to see you back here in June. We're going to have a great time. And, if you need an exemption, that's right. That's part of the technicalities of it, yes. But don't worry. You'll be with us in June.
So he's getting one of your sponsor exemptions to play.
You can insinuate that.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I love it. Well, listen, you know, you don't get to break too much news here on AM radio. So I'll take it, like Kramer said. I'll take it. Gentlemen, it's great to see you in the new year. And you're always welcome here to talk about stuff. So. You know, since I've been back, you guys have been really great on the show, and so we appreciate it so much. Of course, Nathan Group, Tournament Director of the Travelers, and Andy Bassett, Chief Administrative Officer with Travelers. It's a pleasure, and I'm not here tomorrow. I'm going off to New Hampshire, so hopefully I'll have all five fingers on both hands.
That mullet looks amazing, Brian.
I got some
lettuce. I wish you're on TV. That is
seriously
beautiful.
No, they wouldn't let this on TV. Well, at least not on regular TV.
You look like Guy Lafleur.
I got a little flow. It's 8 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.